Morning, Dominic. Welcome to Goddard's Brewery on the Isle of Wight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Right, let's go inside and I'll show you around the brew house and you can see how we make the great beer that we brew. My name's Richard Harvey and I'm the head brewer and managing director at Goddard's Brewery, just at the back of Ryde on the Isle of Wight. Right, we're walking now into the brewery. Be a little bit careful, there are casks all over the place and one or two of the guys doing various jobs around. There's been brewing on the Isle of Wight for, I think, as long as people can remember, going over many centuries. Here at Goddard's, the basic process is still exactly the same. Some of the vessels are made of stainless steel rather than wood or brass. Some are made of stainless as opposed to copper. But essentially, we're still using the same process that's been going on for many centuries.
One of the first things that strikes you in here is this lovely malty smell.
Right, exactly right. I mean, we've just mashed in, and I look at the wort, at the sewer solution as it's running through from the underback, which is just over here. And I'll quite often have a little sample of that in the morning just to make sure that it looks right, but it also tastes great. Really malty, slightly sweet, proper brewer's breakfast. Most breweries way, way back before the Victorians were very much small scale, a bit like we are now, essentially sort of farmhouse breweries, cottage brewing, or where a sort of stately mansion had a little brew house at the back, and so that the workers not only got paid in various sort of forms, but also paid in beer. Because going back to before the Victorians, beer was essentially one of the safest products to drink. So we now transferred the wort into the boiling vessel. We're just waiting for that to come up to the boil. Once I've got the boil, then I'll start adding the hops. And the bit that most people associate with breweries is the smell of the wort boiling vessel, the copper. And you get that terrific smell of hops and a little bit of malt, and that wafts around the building. It's one of those Marmite smells, really, but we all think it's great. I mean, I've lived with that smell for over 30 years now, and it's fantastic.
We get to make beers that we enjoy personally, rather than somebody who's invented somewhere in a different country, even. And we get to see the raw materials, we handle them, we see the customers, we talk to the customers, and it means that we actually enjoy ourselves.
What you see now is beer coming from our racking tank, and he's got the racking cock going straight into the cask. We put isinglass finings in the cask first, which helps clarify the yeast from the beer, because we all in this country enjoy drinking beer that's nice and bright and polished. So the beer goes into the cask. When the cask is full, out comes the racking cock, and then he hammers home the shive. That now is full with 72 pints of real ale.
From a personal point of view, I can combine two hobbies, which is making beer. I get paid for making beer, and I also sail. I live on a boat, so I actually have a lot of fun. And people, when they ask me what I do for a living, and I explain what I do and how I do it, they just normally go bright green and just think, are there any vacancies?